This episode is brought to you by Archery.
Does the clash and the clang of metal weaponry give you a migraine? Do you look at a battle and say, "No way!" Well, all right, fine, but I'm gonna stand over here. Are the words of your house, "as far away as I may," or "I'm ready to fight, but I'm dressed all in white," or "I'll take on any threat, but I don't want to sweat"? Listen, people, I want to kill orcs and goblins and druids with questionable morals just as much as the next person. But do I want to be up close to them to do it? Ew, no. But now there's a simple solution. Bow and arrows. Shoot an apple off someone's head. Bow and arrows. I can't even see the blood I shed. Bow and arrows. Springy, sprightly, prudent, fancy. Bow and arrows. Hand-to-hand combat is too chancy. Bow and arrows. Today shall be your judgment day. I'll poke a hole in you from far away. Bow and arrows. I'm counting bodies like a boss. Bow and arrows. Just like motherfucking Legolas. Bow and arrows. The difference between me and a knight is bow and arrows. The worst I'll get is tendonitis. So buy your bow and arrows today, and we'll shoot them right over to you.
And arrows, because swords might be cool, but enemies are gross! Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
We're all back.
Y'all ready for this?
All right. So Rafina, Lank, Galdar has just burst into the inn, claiming, the mayor is dead.
Wait, which one?
What do you mean? The mayor. The mayor, people are saying dead.
Oh, of this place.
He just stares at you for a while. Yep, this place. But you should come quick. There's something going on. There's people gathered by his house. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, that's a problem.
Oh God.
And then Irina emerges from the room above.
Ew! Go away!
Oh no!
Guys, just run away!
Go back to bed!
She appears and is like, ew! Put on a sweater!
She looks down at you and she says, guys? Oh. And you look up and the arm is larger.
Ah!
Is it still black?
You're not even there!
No, I'm not! It doesn't matter! I'm so grossed out.
Will wakes up and goes, ah!
Someone needs to clean her arm.
I feel like somebody just walked over my grave.
Somewhere, a million voices just cried out, ew. And were silent.
I have a lot of arm questions. Is it a feminine arm or is it like bulky and muscly?
It's...
Is it swole, in other words?
It is thick with two C's. I'm not young. I don't even know if that's right.
I think that would be like for women. That would indicate that it was a womanly arm.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So was it? Are you saying is it canon that it is thick with two C's?
She says my arm. It's thick with two C's. I mean, it's still not a normal sized arm. It's still small, but bigger than the tiny, tiny arm that it was before.
But if it was on Lank, would it look like a woman dwarf arm or a man dwarf arm?
It would still even look small on him. It looks pretty... It would be hard to say. It doesn't really look muscly or buff or anything like that. It seems like if you blew it up to normal size, it would look like a pretty thin arm either way.
Is it still black?
Yes, it is still jet shiny black.
Is it wrinkly?
No, it is not.
Does it have hair on it?
Nope.
What does it taste like? She's going to sneak that question in there somewhere. She's hoping
Why
she doesn't
Why won't you lick
to...
it?
Just well, switches
the,
back.
I did. The DM. I licked it. I need to know what it tastes like.
So?
That was part of my preparation
like?
Last night.
It tastes like shrimp.
Ew. Ooh, and I like shrimp, but that's, that's disgusting.
There's a time and a place for the taste of shrimp. And it is not while licking someone's arm.
Yeah.
Someone's digital arm.
Yeah.
Mm. Unless they're into that. You know, if you're into licking people's arms to get the taste of shrimp, that's your thing.
Sure.
No shame.
Okay.
No, wait. There's a little shame. There's some shame there.
So, wait. Nick's right with us, right? Nick's right here?
Yep.
Okay, guys, I guess we better go to the house.
We should probably mosey on up there. While we go, I've got an interesting story to tell.
What do we do about Irina? Should she stay here?
She should probably stay here.
Irina, we like it when you stay outside of the frame of the camera.
At least from this wet part over. Okay. Where are you going?
There's
For
some
a walk.
News.
Okay. I'm a little freaked out. Are you going to be back soon? What do we do about this? What do I do?
Cut it off. I'm not there. Cut it off.
I will say a prayer for you, Irina.
Oh, okay.
Irina, here is a deck of cards and rules for one-arm solitaire. And just do your best to keep your mind off of it.
One-armed solitaire.
You're shuffling through your papers, and I feel like you're actually looking for those rules to give to her. Like, does she have them prepared? What is going on?
I kind of wanted to make sure that I have a deck of cards. I think it's Bathback who has the deck of cards, but I'm also... I have a million things in my extra terrarium, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Rafina has whatever she wants. At this point, Irwin has come out, and... he hears you say that you're going to say a prayer. He's like, I mean, I don't know. If you think that might be the solution to her problems, I mean, you could check with the priest. I mean, there's also the Abbey. I mean, that's supposed to be a place that's pretty sacred over in Kresk. Maybe they can help her? You? Sorry, don't mean to talk about you in the third person, Irina.
That's really the least of my worries, says Irina.
Have Abby play.
Oh, that. Yes! Oh, weight has been lifted off of my shoulders. All she does is ask people to lick her arm, though.
So. Lick my arm! Somebody lick my arm!
Come on, lick it!
Or she's just licking it all the time.
She can reach it. Jeez. I'm not sure it's a good idea for Irina to leave this space. Wait, the Abbey is different from the church, right? I'm confused in my...
Yes, you have heard tale of a great abbey in Kresk, which is basically the next town over.
Which is different from the temple, the Amber Temple, which is different from the church. Oh, Kresk, right, okay.
Yes, there's a church in Valaki where Father Lucian is, and where you all had your visions. So you've been there a few times. They have a trampoline altar.
Love that place.
You saw signs for Kresk when you went to the winery. It is further to the west, like everything. All right. So do you all head to, over to towards the mayor's house?
Yes, we do.
All right. And Lank, you said you have a tale to share with Rafina and Nick. What,
yes.
What percentage of what happened to you do you share?
I'm gonna share all of it. whole thing.
All right.
And I'm going to show them the sword.
Okay. So, Rafina, you hear all of that. Everything that happened.
Zowie!
Wow.
That's one way to, yes.
So you must be very tired.
I'm very tired, and I'm also not 100% sure what to do about it.
Well?
I don't know. Has this kind of thing happened to you before, Lank?
Not that I recall.
I don't know. I'm not very well versed in this kind of thing. I'm not a big sleepwalker. I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you think you were sleepwalking? Or I guess you were awake?
I had no control. I went and attacked a man who I had no reason to go and attack. So I don't think it was sleepwalking. My understanding is when you sleepwalk, you can at least, if you're aware at all, you can... Or maybe not. I don't know. This is new to me.
Okay.
This is nudity.
This is...
That's not what I said.
He said new to me, Rafina. New to me. New to him.
Were you wearing clothes during this?
Yes.
Are we sure?
If I had been naked, I would have been badly burned when fireballed me.
Wait, Lank, remember there was that lady, says Nick, back in the village of Barovia.
Yeah, I'm well aware of the freaking lady back in the village, yes, thank you.
I mean, do you think this is like that? Like, remember they said they saw you naked walking around at night.
Yes, Nick, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, Rafina, someone said they saw Lank walking around at night naked.
Lank looks incredibly embarrassed.
Lank was naked then?
I didn't... Lank just glares at her. I didn't remember any of that. I remember this. I remember last night, as if I had been choosing to do these things, I climbed up on the wall and attacked him, and then he fireballed me, and as you can see, my beard is a bit singed, and I have this sword that I got when I went outside the walls this morning.
Okay.
And there's no one's name on the sword.
See, that was my first thought. But no.
I will say, Lank, if you thought to look, the sword does seem to match when you were dragging the knocked out guard around. It matched in style the one that he was wielding when he struck you.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. So it's a guard sword.
Has anyone seen Izzik this morning?
I haven't really seen anybody. We saw Galdar, who, by the way, after informing you all, had dashed off, ostensibly maybe to spread the rumor, you don't know. But he left.
So, Lank, you never ran into Izzik then? Okay.
Not as far as I know.
Yeah. I guess you told me the whole story, so I already knew that.
And
are we there yet?
Yeah, I was going As you finish up this conversation, you near the mayor's house, where you have spent some time there previously the night before.
Where's Victor?
You don't know. He wasn't awake when you left. It was still pretty early. You would think he was maybe still sleeping. If you could retroactively have checked on him, if you want. I certainly understand the forgetting of NPCs.
Mm-hmm.
And would be a hypocrite to not forgive such a thing. Would you want to have checked on him before you left?
Yes, and he was sleeping soundly.
When you checked on him, yes, he was sleeping.
Yes.
Okay. You don't like wake him up or anything. You leave him be.
No, because this is his dad. We don't want him to find out like this. Though I guess we're actually leaving it less to the... Anyway, it's the wrong decision no matter what.
I wonder if they think that it's me that's... I mean, like, if they heard the mayor died, it's probably me. It's probably
Well, we don't know. That's why I said which one the first time.
All right. So as you near the house, you do see that a sizable crowd has gathered around the front entrance. As you near the edge of the crowd, it looks like there is a figure that is starting to mount the few steps that lead up to the front door. And we are going to cut to Will and Bathwack.
Are we up? Have they woken us up?
You are sleeping in the house when you are awoken by a commotion outside. Once you come to your senses, you sense that this noise you're hearing, it sounds like it's coming from outside. Probably from the front of the house.
Okay, and nobody had disturbed us, right? No, but did anyone disturb our sleep?
Not that you're aware of.
Oh, creepy creepo.
You're wearing completely different clothes. You have no idea why. No. All of your limbs are small black arms.
Oh, no! Cut them off! Cut them off!
You can't. They're all small black arms.
Damn it.
Anyway, no.
Look like an E.T. black starfish.
Will, I mean, gets up quickly. If he is woken up by that, he gets up quickly and, you know, assumes the guise of the mayor.
Okay.
And
oh, bad idea.
Jumps up. And, well, he doesn't know. So
I know.
He jumps up and, or climbs up on the chair or whatever to get this immovable rod.
Okay.
And peeks out the door to see if Bathwack is up or anything. I mean, I know he's not in the same hallway, but just peeks out to see if anyone's out in the hallway.
All right. Where do you go, Bathwack, when you are awoken?
Am I awake?
Yes, you are awoken as well by the same noise coming from front of house.
All right, I'm going to gather my things and walk. Yeah, I'm going to walk over toward Will.
Okay.
And see if he's up.
From where you are, it's towards the back of the house, so you head away from the noise back towards where you know Will was slumbering away. And so, basically, Will, as you peek your head out of the doorway, you see Bathwack rounding the corner at the end of the hallway.
Okay. And he's like, do you hear that? Okay, commotion. I'm just going to dart back through the door, actually. He sees Bathwack walking calmly. So he darts back through the closet and sees if there's some kind of robe, like a, I mean, to see what the mayor wears.
There's plenty of, I mean, his clothing is all there. So
put clothing on and I'm assuming his guise, does the clothing disappear? How does that work?
Well, I mean,
or can I just wear the robe? Because I just want to, it's like his thing and I feel like I'm getting into character. I don't know. I have no idea. I want to look at what his clothes are, yes, so at least I mean, I can mimic them.
You can change as much of your person as you want, including your clothing.
Okay.
So you could wear that and change the rest of you.
Yes, I would like that because then I can remove something and it will still stay the same. I would like to spellcast myself to make it look like I'm wearing the mayor's pajamas.
Okay.
Like I was sleeping. And then I'm going to grab like a robe that he would wear in the morning or whatever in the evening, like a, you know, bathrobe kind of thing, and put that over so that at least I can remove a costume piece.
Okay.
And it's real because my costume is not tangible. Mm-hmm. My magic costume.
Yeah.
So, and then that he comes sense. Back out, like getting the robe.
Okay.
Ready.
Okay.
Ready? God damn it. Can we look through a window? Is there,
The hallway you're in leads to the front of the house, where, if you recall, there's a large staircase that heads down to the front doors, but there are windows on the top floor that you could peek out of. They're all shuttered. Mm-hmm. Unless you, for some reason, opened them beforehand. Pretty much every window in this place was shuttered up tight. But they're there in the front, even up on the second floor, so you could peek out if you wanted to.
I'm gonna peek out because I look like the mayor, so I'm going to just peek out and be like, hey, what's going on out there?
Are you going with him, Bathwack?
Yeah, I wonder, Will, should I stay kind of out of sight, but nearby?
Yeah, stay nearby. I don't know if they will be ready for you yet. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Come, like, I definitely just follow me, please.
I mean, there's a couple windows, so you could peek out of one. You know, it's dark inside and you could probably...
So he can peek out without being seen.
You think you could look out and see what's going on without being spotted.
So what is out there?
All right. So you look outside and you see a large crowd of people milling around.
Is Blinsky out there?
Make a perception roll.
Oh. 4.
Oh my god!
You don't, in the immediate crowd, you don't see anyone you recognize. But in the very back, sort of the crowd far away, you see Rafina, Lank, and Nick joining into the crowd.
I wave cheerfully. Hey! I'm just kidding, I don't. I know those guys!
And you do see, both of you, as you sort of peer out, the crowd is kind of parting near the front to make way for a figure who's coming up to the steps, sort of where this crowd is gathered around. It's a small, older woman, pleasantly plump.
Mm.
She has white hair and a gently smiling face.
Hmm.
She slowly climbs the front steps and turns away from you to face the crowd. And Lank and Rufina, you're seeing this as well. You're at the other side of the crowd, but seeing the same kind of thing. And as she does so, the crowd settles down, and she clears her throat and begins to speak. And you guys can even hear it inside. You think her voice might be magically enhanced even,
oh,
or something.
No.
A little
magic
bit.
Lady. Okay.
And she says, "So I'm sure you're all here because you've heard the rumors that our burgomaster, Baron Valakovich, is dead."
Will's like, and he runs down. He runs downstairs. He's like, "No, Bathrak, Bathrak, how would she even know? It's her. It's Lady Fiona Wachter." That's what he's going to say.
calm down, Will. Calm down. It's okay.
Oh, man. Should we listen? Should we wait? Or should I? Oh, man. I should wait to pop out at the exact right time, shouldn't
yes.
I? Okay.
Somewhere in the middle of the speech.
Yes. All right. With disheveled bed hair, and he points at his head and makes his hair disheveled looking, just magically.
All right.
Bleary-eyed, too. Bleary eyes.
"You've heard the rumors that our burgomaster, Baron Valakovich, is dead." And the crowd murmur kind of raises up in volume a little bit. And she talks over. She says, "And while I wish it weren't so, I regret to inform you all that the rumors are true."
It's her.
Yes, it's quite tragic. But that's not all. It has come to light that not only has the Baron passed away, both he and his wife were brutally murdered!
Okay, I'm gonna go. Will looks at Bathwack before anything else can be said, because that already screws them over. If she's saying about the wife, he doesn't have any way to make anyone else look like her. So he's gonna rush down the stairs and open the door and like try to act as tired as possible, be like, "What's going on out here?" Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, I'm doing it.
I'm gonna stay just inside the door, out of sight.
Okay. So you follow him down. You don't try to stop him, but you stay inside. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So you come out the front door.
No, I don't come right out. I peek out. Like I open the door as if I just woke up. Like, what is going on out here?
Yeah, okay. So she's started to talk more. She says, "Now, as I'm sure you all can imagine, this could be a time of turmoil for our normally quiet town." But as she's talking, some of the crowd have spotted you, and they're pointing, and they've got wide eyes, and the Baron. And she kind of falters in her speech, and she has a puzzled look on her face, and she turns and
so
sees
scared.
You in the door, and she is very, very visibly taken aback. And she says, Vargas?
Yeah, what's going on out here? Doing the best Baron voice I can. I have no idea. I mean, Will would probably have a better idea of what the hell he sounded like. He was just sounding like Eric.
Yep.
All right.
Go ahead. Oh, no.
We're all going to get killed.
Mock me now.
Oh, God. I'm terrified right now.
She says, "What? It has been told to me that you had been killed."
It's been told to you that I... Who told you that?
The rumors are flying around town. And Lydia were murdered.
What? How dare you? All is well. How could you possibly think that someone would murder me? That is blasphemy for this town. I'm not supposed to say that kind of stuff. Everything is wonderful. Look, I'm obviously well, fine, and not murdered. And he waves at everybody.
And she says, and Lydia, she's all right?
She's sleeping, and you are making a giant commotion out here.
After our threesome.
Yeah, we had a wild threesome. I cannot believe you're trying to wake her up out of that. Her poised
coital.
Right, knew what I was talking about. Thanks, Lank.
No problem, Will. I mean, Mayor Burgomaster. We know each other so well that I've nicknamed him Will. Vargas, you old so-and-so.
Yeah. She's sleeping. How dare you? What are you doing? And he's all grumpy.
She looks back at the crowd, and then she turns back and she says, Well, it has come to our attention then, that there has been an attempt on your life. There was plans made by people. She's spinning all over you.
I'm just like wiping the spit from my actual face. Jeez.
There has been a plot against you and your wife. We have captured the perpetrator, and we thought that he had completed his dastardly deed, but we have brought him here to face justice.
Ooh.
I was going to, in your stead, take this place to
in
deliver
my
this
stead,
justice.
Huh?
But certainly you are well, but perhaps you would like to.
In my stead, huh? You trying to assume my duties so quickly?
Oh no! Just to. To help the town in the face of turmoil. You understand how all must be well here in Valaki.
All is well.
Indeed. And must be.
Well, let me see. Let me think of the freaking names that I know of this lady. Crap. What is her? I have notes. Where are they? They're on my computer. I don't have them.
You've never seen this lady.
I know, but he has suspicions that it's Fiona Wachter. Fiola? Fiona? I don't remember. See, that's a problem. Fiona. Fiona Wachter. That is what he suspects.
Is that a baby?
There is a baby! Excuse me for a minute as I go attend to our baby.
For the record, good people, the baby announcement and the threesome announcement, not related. Not related.
Oh, no.
It was a vile and disgusting threesome, but not that vile and disgusting.
It was a vile and disgusting. Just because I was involved.
You can't get pregnant that way anyway.
Yeah. Not the way we were doing it.
The sounds you heard that led you to think that people were being brutally murdered were actually a threesome.
Exactly.
We probably shouldn't be thinking through this while the Dungeon Master's away, but I'm trying to figure out what to do to back up Will and Bathwack.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get her to say her name. Because I was like, I know her name is Fiona. I mean, this lady that he suspects. Oh, God. I probably jumped in too quick. Sorry. I was so worried. I was like, I'm not going to be able to make a woman. Damn it. Wait, no, I can't. Wait, I can cast Major Image. I can do that. Wait.
Well, shouldn't we have somebody follow her after she's extracted herself from the crowd?
Well, heck yes, because we want to know who this lady... I mean, it's got to be Fiona Wachter, right? Damn.
She may be about to insist on seeing the wife to make sure she's okay. Then we'll have to burn the house down.
Yeah.
Well,
surprised we haven't already.
It was going to happen eventually anyway.
I'm not sure why she would insist that. I mean, the mayor is alive against all of her expectations. So,
yeah.
Like, why wouldn't everything else be completely the opposite of what she's expecting?
Yeah, that's true. She, the fact that the mayor is alive, if that's counter to her hopes and plans or whatever, or if she was instrumental in it or whatever, then...
Yeah.
If she knows the mayor at all, she may be a little thrown off by his phrasing.
Yeah.
Will sort of, hey, you kind of phrasing. I don't know why you think thing would happen badly in this town. She might be like, Yeah, he's never talked that way before. It's either a stroke or foul play. Or that threesome that I keep hearing so much about.
Oh, now I'm suddenly worried that the servants are going to wake up and go upstairs while we're goofing around here.
They've got to read that 4-page note. They'll be a while.
Read my love letter.
What I miss?
Nothing. It's all good. We solved the game.
Yeah, we win.
I was trying to figure out if I could figure out. Maybe he would do the one name that I remember from my notes. Is Nikolai, I think. Is Nikolai one of her sons? Hey, douche face nozzle.
Would Will remember?
Will would remember because he was going through his stuff.
Yes.
He was going through his letters and all that. When he was talking to Bathrak about that, I feel like he probably would have pulled out that letter before. And, you know, that's why he was thinking about it. Like, he was
has two sons, Nikolai and Carl.
Nikolai. I mean, I think maybe he would say... Just kind of distractedly, so it's not like he's asking her directly, but just be like, where's Nikolai? Just kind of to see if she would pick up, like, oh, well, he's my child. Everyone would say that. That is my child. And my name is Lady Fiona Wachter.
Oh, shit.
Where is Nikolai? Has he been dragged around here this morning?
Well, you're saying that, but it looks like she's actually distracted by something. She's making a gesture over to the side of the crowd, and she says,
"You're right. I'm sorry. You should certainly be taking on this role as our burgomaster. Here, the villain himself. We have him in custody, and we have brought him here to dole out justice to him for having concocted such a scheme against you."
What scheme?
Bet it's Blinsky. Oh, but it's been framed. We've got to see the villain. Let's go see the villain. Show us the villain.
Carry out justice. Execute him.
So she makes a gesture, and from around a corner, four town guardsmen emerge, pushing and dragging Izek Strozny, bound and badly beaten.
Oh.
Yes, that's right.
His shoulder?
Hmm?
Is there a wound on his shoulder?
Yeah, does he have a mace hole in his back?
Mace hole?
He looks like he has quite a few wounds. I mean, if you want to take a look closely, you think there might be a mace dent in the back of his shoulder, right where you remember hitting him.
Oh my god.
Yes, that's right. The schemer was none other... Then Izek Strozny, your captain.
What is your proof? That's Izek. He's my trusted servant, Wilsa. He's my trusted ally. There's no way that Izek would have... Where's the proof? I want to see the proof.
And she says,
the multiple members of the town guard have corroborated this story that he was trying to recruit people to overthrow you and kill you. It was believed that he executed this plan tonight, but obviously, thankfully... Thank the morning lord that is not the case.
Oh, you guys.
And they're dragging him through the crowd up to the
You guys, the steps. These guards were obviously, they're paid off by her or Fiona, whoever is Fiona Wachter, if this lady isn't her, that's why they attacked Izek last night instead of Lank. Guys, fuck. But okay. I don't know that. I have no idea.
You don't know that, but Nick and Rafina... know that I was attacking Izek, so we can step in to help him. Because he may be a dick, but he's, like, innocent of this.
But what if this is somehow part of his plot, too? Oh.
Wow.
Lank has been bewitched before and beat up Bathwack, so... He's pissed off that he would have been used as a tool, so he's going to default to thinking he should help Izek because the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of approach.
But what about the freaking arm?
Yeah, that's weird.
That is strange.
Is he trying to heal her? Is he actually a good guy?
Maybe he's a good guy.
Oh my god! Maybe he is. Or maybe he just, like, humped her on the arm and his semen grew an arm.
Stop it with the semen!
semen! It's the color!
Don't shine a black light on her arm.
It still is possible that that was, like, he was humping her.
Yeah.
As a good Samaritan would hump.
He was casting lay on crotch.
What is happening?
Listen, Arena, I'd like to help you, but the next thing I'm going to do is going to be a little strange.
You're going to feel a little pinch.
Oh my god!
No, what you're going to feel is a little prick.
Stop the recording. Quit. Everybody go to bed.
What is happening?
Oh my god. Well, all right. Will not
we
knowing
just
any of that.
The title of the episode.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to feel a little prick.
Changing the name of the podcast. So yeah, what do does Lank or Rafina or Nick do anything?
Lank's going to say to Nick, I think we need to help him. And Rafina presumably is right there as well.
I don't know. I mean,
how? What do you propose, Link?
When we saw what he did to the coffin maker guy, though I guess he wasn't a great guy either. I don't know.
I think it's just that he was loyal to the mayor. Oh, sorry, I'm talking. Damn it!
It's not the mayor.
I'm sorry.
He referred to himself in the third person.
Damn it! I'm not.
That's all the proof we need.
Damn it! I'm not sorry. I excuse myself from this conversation.
Shut up, Katie.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited. It's interesting.
The priest is gonna send you away.
Lank is not a good. Like, he's good when he has to hit things, but coming up with plans. But he's going to walk toward Izzik and the guards.
Okay.
And sort of try to think of something on the fly, and this may end very badly.
They're making their way through the crowd, up presumably up to where this woman and the mayor are standing.
So they're on their way up to the mayor, so I'll sort of, like, walk. So that I would arrive at about the same time that they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you could intercept them basically when they get to that point. You could basically meet them there.
Yeah, Rafina, but I want to be within earshot, like, of Will.
Well, yeah, you're basically going to be walking toward him.
Yeah, sounds good. So I'm moving from Will to everybody get together.
Rafina is asking Link, do those guards people look like the ones at the gate last night?
Funny you should ask. Do they look that way?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
But you do notice one of them, their weapon doesn't match the other's weapons.
Because you have the missing.
You see he's still armed, but it looks the sword that he is carrying seems maybe a little bit worse for wear. It's a different make.
An older model
of sword. So they're making their way up. Will, she said this thing about Izzik. What about you, Bathwack? You still hanging back inside?
Yeah, I don't think it makes sense for anyone to see me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyone in the crowd, right?
Mm-hmm. Will, in your head, you hear Bernard. He says, what do I do? What do I do?
Where are you? Wait, shit, where was he? He was just a rat, I think, from last night.
Yeah, I doubt he came out with you. He probably would have assumed not to come out.
Just go by Bathwack. Stand by Bathwack. Be ready.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Be ready to do rat stuff. Yeah, great.
All right. But yes, you can talk. So you see Izzik being brought to you. You can also make out Lank and company also threading their way through the crowd.
Okay.
Do I know that rat is Bernard?
And he steps on.
Oh, my wife's awake.
I mean, presumably we both went down to the kitchen where Bernard had been guarding the door forever, so I probably you would have seen me talking to him or something, you know, like interacting with the rat. I brought him upstairs to go in the bedroom.
It's pretty safe to say
it's
you...
fine. Honestly, Bathwick wouldn't care.
Hey, rat.
Hey, what's up, rat?
Will.
Okay, so now what? What did you say?
You see this happening.
Accusation of Izek. And I said, where's the proof? And you said the guards...
Yes.
You said the guards...
Multiple guards testified that he was trying to overthrow you and kill you and overthrow you and was recruiting help from within the guards.
Oh, he's being framed.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of hearsay. Izek has been my trusted friend for a period of time.
Since the days of yore.
Yeah. I feel that I would need to talk to him and talk to any guards that would have said this. Plus, you, and he points to her, I need to talk to you in private.
I'm sure we will have plenty to talk about.
I am the mayor, and I need to talk to you in private.
Yes, well, don't you think this needs to be dealt with?
I'm sure those fine guards that are holding him, he looks obviously like that he's been being held for however long you have held him. Based on the hearsay of some lesser guards in the guard.
The guard?
No, you be quiet! I'm going to talk to you now! Will's very excited. He's the mayor. I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor!
Izek is basically up to the stairs now. I need you to make a performance roll or whatever.
Shit.
I never remember the names of the new ones now.
Okay. Oh, natural 20! Natural 20!
You suddenly become the mayor,
yeah,
and you
exactly.
can't turn back.
Oh, shit! Oh, man. I don't want to be
well,
the mayor.
Does the mayor have a mustache?
Yeah. If he does, then I maybe. Nah, I'll think about it.
Okay.
Can I address the burgomaster at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you've basically made it there as well.
Okay. Burgomaster, if I may...
Who are you?
You had us over for dinner, remember?
Oh, right. No, I'm sorry. I'm not wearing my contact lenses. I can't see that far. I was sleeping and I had removed them in the night.
The mayor has perfect vision. This is an imposter.
So, first off, thank you again for that lovely dinner.
Yes.
Secondly, I think there may have been some sort of misunderstanding because this man, pointing at Izek, I happen to know that he was involved in some goings-on at the wall last night because, Lank holds up the sword, this sword fell over the edge and it took all of us to get the sword back.
Huh.
I think it belongs to this guy. He's pointing to the guy with the weird sword.
The guy is looking up at the sky and whistling.
All right. Captain
Whistles over here.
All right. We have a situation in our fine, amazing, always well town. Some people seem to be trying to make it not well here, and that upsets me greatly. So you, sir, Lank Stumpers, correct? I met you last night.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I wanted you to be part of the guard, and this is exactly why. Because you are clearly a very smart...
And that's why, Lang has a sudden idea, that's why we all said yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I was about to do that.
Now. Oh, really, Miss Young, old,
yes,
not young.
Mr. Oh,
little lady. little... Halfling lady. Rafina! Serafina, correct?
That's correct, Mr. Mayor, Master Burga, Master Mayor Man.
Serafina! You too! Now you! And he turns and points at the lady. You have something to explain to me! Because my secret guards that I've been placing about this town are now telling me they have evidence that these guards... We're doing something devious to Izek. Izek couldn't have possibly been trying to get me or anything since he was on duty as a dutiful servant of the guard.
Well, perhaps that is the case. Maybe I have been deceived by these fellows.
Let's set this to right.
Right. Like I said, I want to talk to you in private.
Absolutely. Whatever your wishes are.
All right.
What do you propose we do at this juncture, sir?
I propose... Shit.
Izak may need some medical attention.
Yeah, that's true. I propose that the important parties here, being myself, the mayor, and
perhaps the most important.
Yes, that's right, Miss Thing. I still don't know her name. Miss you?
Nice recovery.
My constituents.
And I will say all of my secret guardsmen who I have appointed to protect myself from plotters. He looks at her with like narrowed eyes. Plotters and schemers.
She narrows her eyes back at you and nods gravely.
Can I roll a perception or insight, intuition, whatever it would be, insight, to see if she's like bluffing or whatever? Insight. That's 15.
Yeah, you think that she might be laying it on a little thick.
The interested parties include my faithful horse.
Whoa, Nelly. And I'm going to bring in my guards, and I'm going to bring you. We're going to have a little sit down inside with Izek, and you are going to not lay a hand on any of my trusted servants, because right now, and he turns to the crowd, I do not trust you.
You weren't pointing at the crowd, you were pointing at her.
I was gesturing at the crowd, like looking at the crowd and then pointing.
Any of you!
I don't trust any of you!
I was so confused.
That's yeah, that was like, not clear.
Is that what you meant, Will?
yeah. That's.
Well, let us rectify that. I do not want to be. I don't want you to have any doubts about my character. I was just trying to hear what was best for the town with the information that I had. You can. It's clear that the seat that you fill is.
I would love
an important one
to know where you got your information. You just generally said we can take this inside, but I would love for you to say it in front of our wonderful townspeople.
These guardsmen here—they told me that this was happening.
We know now.
Yes, I was deceived. I am incensed.
Perhaps
we should dole out our justice to these gentlemen. She says with air quotes.
Perhaps we should speak to them.
Right here, right now.
Oh, to the guards. Say, guards, who told you to do that to Izek? I think this should be done in private, don't you think, madam?
Does the DM now have to act out every single guard's answer?
No, you have like 100,000.
Oh,
what?
Yeah! I also want to know every crowd's person's opinion. You little girl with the pigtails, what is your opinion?
No, see, you've turned back and the crowd is gone.
Oh.
There's no one there.
I was right not to trust them.
Rafina says to Lank, were you trying? I mean, I know you weren't in control, but were you trying to hunt down Izek?
It seemed to me like I was sent specifically to that spot that he would be there. Whoever sent me to do this, I think Izek was the target.
Maybe you're the bad guy.
But then I'm so bad that even I don't know it.
So bad that you are going around in a circle, now you're good again.
You flipped.
All right. I'm just glaring at you, and you're glaring at me. So stare off. All right, who wins the stare off? Roll 20. I'm the DM now. Go. No, not a real stare off. I can't win against your freaky eyes that don't ever get dry. Oh, I win.
I'm the mayor now.
The secret is they're always dry.
I mean, that's what I think that's important. I don't think we should burden these wonderful townspeople anymore. Right? Don't you, I don't have anyone to give me any advice. I am the king. I mean, the mayor. was Isaac gagged? Does he have a gag in his mouth?
He is gagged, but he is aware.
And he goes, come over here. Come over here, you little butte. No, he's my pet. That's why I'm talking to him like.
Should perhaps your faithful guards put the guards of questionable faith under guard?
I would think guard upon guard upon guard. Now the bad guards guard Isaac, and then you other good guards guard the guards, okay?
Yes, sir.
I am the smartest mayor that ever happened.
Lank looks at Rafina and Nick and then walks over to guard the bad guards who are guarding Isaac.
Right.
Okay.
This is a point of information. Is Isaac surprised or is he just wiped out?
What are his eyebrows doing? Like?
He is just looking back and forth between everybody.
Mr. Stumpers, please pull the... Oh, wait, you're too short. Of course. Wait, all of you are very short. Nick! Nicholas! I can quit you. That was another... Nick, was your name Nicholas? I can't remember. Was it Nick or Nicholas?
It's just Nick. Thanks very much.
Nick! Nick, I can't quit you. I hate your name, but will you please remove the gag from my poor lead guardsman's mouth?
Sir, perhaps we should get everybody inside first.
Listen, Lank Stumpers. Poor Isaac is standing here with this gag. I'm curious about what he has to say about this in front of everyone. His reputation has been besmirched in front of all these good people.
Is there any way for Lank to do like a kind of motion to Will that maybe Isaac shouldn't speak in public about Lank?
I think there's enough going on. You could probably do that. Right. Whether Will would interpret that, I'll leave that up to Will.
So he does that?
Yeah. When he's saying maybe we should take him inside first, it's like, let's take him inside first.
Right. You know what, Lank Stumpers? You probably slept a lot more than I have, and I'm very tired after my...
Don't count on it, sir.
Oh! Well, I mean, but your thought process is very good. You're right, I don't think we should burden these... I said that before, we shouldn't burden these good townspeople. Let's come inside. Everyone, all will be well. This is the wonderful town of Valaki, and this bitch over here is doing something. Just kidding, I'm not saying that either. This lady... I think that there's some bad stuff going on, but we will fix it, and all will be very well in probably about 5 minutes. Okay? Sound good?
Or at least mediocre.
Right. Hey! Well, Serafina, all will be well. Right? I always emphasize that. That is why I keep saying it today. Like I always have. For all the time length I have been the mayor. Burgomaster. I keep saying mayor.
Yes.
Yes, she agrees. See, look at these amazing guardsmen and ladies. Guards ladies. Guards women.
How are we secret guards if you've announced that we are guards?
Well, now I don't need you to be secret anymore because I think we have... Well, let's let the town people go, right?
I wanted to be secret.
Okay, we will try to find a way for you to still be secret. Maybe we can come up with some kind of mask for you. All right?
Oh, I have some masks. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Right, well, you're going to deal with them, and then you said you want to meet with me?
I think you are coming in with all of us. We're going to have a nice chat.
What an honor! I would be honored to.
Oh, is that her real stutter?
No.
Okay. Bill Denbro.
Will she be introduced to the guard, the secret guard named Batthwack?
Oh, you? Yes, she
Our
will be.
Interrogation guard.
Yes, I have a nice new fresh one because poor Isaac is just so... Look at him. Man, he's messed up. I mean, yeah, let's go inside.
Boy, I feel like the only thing that could go wrong now is if the real mayor that's dead came back to life.
God.
You said this quietly to yourself, right?
Yes.
In your head?
In your own head. Hopefully.
It was in my stage whisper.
All right, so you all head inside. The crowd hasn't yet dispersed. They're still wondering kind of what's going on. This is
all
a bit
will
of a
be
spectacle.
Well. Get the hell out of here.
So you head back in the mansion. Will as the mayor.
Yes.
Lank, Serafina, and Nick as the secret guardsman. The four normal guardsmen. Izek Strozny and this lady.
Mm-hmm.
All head into the house. The door is closed behind you. And a conversation is about to begin. Next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Bang, bang. I don't know what sound effect would be on there.
Wheel of Fortune.
That one.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.